Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. I want to thank all of the listeners on the other side of this that continue to give Queen Lady Honey your commitment, your listening ear. Know that I appreciate you. For those that have missed me in my absence, it's been about 30 days since I've posted an episode. Know that you are cared for, you are thought of. I do think that it's appropriate that any communicator of faith go back to the King and the Father to make sure that they're being reformed and transformed by the renewal of the mind. Because sometimes you can get in the habit of doing something and it could become a ritual, and you may not be believing on the God that you speak on. And so I don't want to be enhancing or advancing your life and God falls flat in my life. And see, what I'm doing is a lifestyle of long suffering for God. And in that, I need to find joy in that journey. And so as I'm speaking to you about that process, I need to make sure that I'm trusting the process, that God is coming alive in my life when I can't trace him, that I still have trust in God and not in a platform and not in communication. Because I don't want anything to become my God. The only God that I need to have is my Lord and Savior. So in the time away, I like to rest in God. And in my resting in God, the month of October has been my 7th anniversary. This is my 7th anniversary as a daughter, my 7th anniversary as a listener, a 7th anniversary of being a student, and a 7th anniversary of trying to understand my anointing and my call and how to represent myself as the called of God. So I love the fact that God sees me in a way that I'm adjusting my sights to see myself. And as I do that, I want to make sure that I leave no one behind. So this podcast is about the one who may feel as if you're left behind because someone along the way may have abandoned you or rejected you. I was that somebody at some point. And so if my audience is about the ones who feel as if they are rejected, abandoned, and they're in their wilderness all alone and no one can understand as they're being transformed into their new kingdom identity, I get it. I get when you're being separated from your family, when you're getting separated from your friends or significant others, as God is birthing something new inside of you. And as you're having that rebirth, you really can't understand that long suffering because we haven't been discipled properly to tell us how to deal with long suffering. And so today's episode, friend, is going to be about long suffering and suffering well and learning how to endure. Being that this is my first time back, I just want to open this room, this space for the Holy Spirit to come alive inside of me. I like to partner with the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is one third of the Godhead. And, you know, and when Jesus left to go back in spirit form, he promised us that he would give us a helper, better yet, an advocate. And when I'm weak and when I'm weary, the Holy Spirit sends up a silent utterance on my behalf. And I don't want to take credit for the times that I lean in and I continue to press. It's because of the hunger and thirst that I'm taught by the hand of the Holy Spirit. So I'm just so grateful for being in good company. So to remain on topic, we're talking about long suffering. And what I've learned about long suffering is that when you partner with God, sometimes you can, you know, prepare yourself to be seen, to prepare yourself to be in the lights. But we don't prepare ourselves to be humiliated. And see, to love God, you need to challenge yourself. What does it mean to love something? So in my loving and knowing God is my agreement to be humiliated. Right? It reminds me of Joseph. Joseph had a dream about who he is. And he goes and tell his family about that dream. They didn't praise Joseph about this dream. They were concerned. So, and what the family's response was to vindicate themselves as being enough, they had to belittle the one who God had chosen. So Joseph had to be humiliated, all because he was chosen. And sometimes we like to get to the end of Joseph's story and talk about how God helped him rule because God reigned over Joseph's life. But when you really go back and you dive deep into Joseph's story, would we like to trade places with this young man? Being thrown in a pit? And you're able to listen as your brothers are having a feast, as they're, having a lack of remorse for their actions of disrupting your spirit and, taking you away from the promise of God. So they thought. I don't know how many of us have been, pushed into darkness. But that was a scary time for Joseph. Some of us only uncover that we are depressed after years of having things pressed down upon us. But suddenly, Joseph was thrust into darkness with no answers and no solutions. And then when he thought that he was seeing a glimpse of light as they were pulling him out of darkness, he then went into a different kind of a captivity, which was he was sent over to be a slave. And as he was enslaved, he had to learn how to find the good in that enslavement. So when I come to speak with you, brother and sister, I'm telling you that I've been enslaved in my long suffering. There hasn't been a time where I laughed at the pruning process. It has been challenging to understand why I am receiving multiple attacks on my mind and body, but then I remember it's because I'm chosen. For such a time as this, I need to know what it feels like to have an immense amount of pressure on my shoulders so I can know what it means to surrender all to the Almighty God, the matchless God. So when I agreed to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I agreed to a lifestyle of long suffering. And as I long suffer, I'm watching the wicked advance. And so that goes back to the humiliation. So they see the commitment of me reading my word, see the commitment of the fasting, the commitment of me trusting, but they also saw me as I went into darkness. They saw the doors close on me. They saw the family members turn away. They saw relationships fail. They saw me, raise children alone in the physical realm. and their eyes could not see that all things are working together for the good of the daughter that loves her father, God. So if you only want to come and touch God's hand because he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him, understand that God is going to test your faith, because for without faith, it's impossible to please God. So understand that there's going to be a testing of your faith. So what happens when you're humiliated? You're embarrassed. There's going to come a time that in your pressing and learning about God, that you're going to be embarrassed to know that you can love someone so much that when you go and you try to put your understanding on who God is, he erases that knowledge, that bank of information, and say, that's not good enough. I need you to come up a little higher with your thought process, because as you speak, I am a king of kings. I am the Lord of lords. So when you address me, honey, I need you to know that you're not talking to a peasant. I need you to know that you're talking to a capable God, a God of all knowing, right? A God that loves you, that he started in my beginning and already have created a course plan of action to meet me in my ending. God has already defeated my enemies. There is no principality, no ruler of darkness that is greater than my God. But can I remember that God is greater, that God is good, while I'm being humiliated? Can you remember that God is good when your finances fluctuate? Can you remember that God is good as you are grieving, as you are healing, as you are being restored, as you are being refined? Can you handle the embarrassment of someone who is not qualified to get the promotion before you do, even though you know you have the education, even though you know that you have the discipline, you have the consistency? Are you willing for God to withhold the blessing to make sure that he doesn't miss your heart for him? That's what I'm talking about with this long suffering. So when we say that we are Christians, you have to go a little bit deeper and understand that there's going to come a time where you're going to be challenged in your mind, right? And you're going to say, where is this despair coming from? Because there's nothing happening in the physical realm. So why do I have this heaviness? Why am I bottled down as if, something happened in my day to make me feel sluggish? Right? So you have to cast down the spirit of a sluggard. And you have to know how to speak to that spiritual warfare, because to come closer to God, that means that you make an accuser of brethren. You make him envious of you. And I'm talking about Satan. So as you're creeping your way and you're taking one foot and putting it before the other, there is an accuser that wasn't satisfied with God being enough in his life. So he comes to put stumbling blocks in your life. And so instead of it being a peaceful journey to know God, now we have to do a little bit of rock climbing and moving around that discomfort. right? With a level of agility and flexibility, because that's what God is asking of us. And most only want to make it to the pew on Sunday, clap their hands and leave and say God is good all the time. But when they find themselves in troubling times, they grab a hold of something to numb the pain. But I'm telling you, there is some long suffering that you're going to go through when you enter into the deep waters. When you're sinking, there is nothing that your brethren can say to you if they're not speaking in holy language, with holy tongues, and a confidentiality that only the kingdom understands, to unlock the sophistication of God. Because when you're hurting on the inside from the long suffering and God is silent, it is right then, right there in that silence, in that quiet place, that you realize that you possess a quiet power. And in that quiet power, you're going to put word on that discomfort. You're going to put word on that humiliation. You're going to put word on that embarrassment. And you're going to begin to rise up in a worship, in a war cry. And you're going to praise God for the things that you do not know, for the things that you do not understand. And you're going to become a student again. And when you become a student, God begins to steward that wisdom inside of you and unlock your destiny, and you get this key that accesses new doors. And as you access new doors inside of your spirituality, you go into a place that carries you from faith to faith, to glory, and your mind is renewed that God has been there all along. And all you were doing is let go. You were letting go of the version of you that needed to comprehend God at the level that you were in. There are some places in God that most would never go. Right? God meets you at your level of expectation of God. You know, so the Lord says, taste and see that the Lord is good. So my taste buds had to change to know that God was good. Right? The taste of worry had to change to taste of hope, taste of trust, right? Taste of faith. So for all of that to change inside of me, I had to long suffer for that knowledge. And to get that that applied knowledge, that information, to go from information to exercise understanding, I had to walk with Jesus. And as I am walking with God, I am telling you guys, that when you see people in a place where everything is easy, I am concerned for my brother and sister, because there is no way that we are in a realm of darkness that everything is easy for you. That means that you are no bother to one third of the angels that were cast out of heaven for being defiant. Their minds were just like a operational defiance. They turned themselves over to the idea that Lucifer's plan could outrule the matchless God. And so there has been years and centuries of hate, you know, poured out on God's children because they have yet to find a plan to destroy God or his mighty ones. Because you can't even kill God's people, his sons of God, the called, because when we understand who God is, we went in agreement to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And as we were saved, we were redeemed from our old way of thinking. And that old man became renewed. And now we stand as new territory for God. And so now that we stand as a just man who have been justified in being reformed to be transformed for God's sake, the one third of the angels said, they look at us and say, that's who I used to be. That's my old identity. And because I have rejection wounds and because I have abandonment wounds, I want you to feel what I feel. So I'm going to cast hate, curses, enemies to draw near to you, to make you stumble. Because when you stumble, you're going to fumble your blessing and you're going to fumble the sights that you see about a Lord being good to you, because that's exactly what happened to me. See, that's exactly what happened to Satan. Because, you know, Satan knows that God is not a God that he shall lie. So when he asked him to proclaim that he is holy, that he is pure, and that he is the highest God of all gods, Satan denied that God was. And because God is not a God of confusion and not a God of error, he struck Satan down. Encaged him in the mindset that you belong to your way of thinking, but I keep my standard. And because we don't think that God is as good as he is, because we see the seasons that's happening on earth and we're leaning into the climate change and we're forgiving that our God never changes. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So when I come to know this God and to feast on him, to rest in him and to acknowledge him, there's always a roaring lion coming to lie about why I present myself to God to begin with. And so as God begins to show me what the behaviors are of the accuser, I can't lose my focus on the God who exposed me to the unknown, the unseen. So as I'm long suffering with God, I'm telling you, yes, it's hard. Yes, it's challenging. But the revelation of knowing that God is hated for being good to his sons and daughters. Like, if you really just step back and process that you are going through what you're going through, that torment is because we live in a fallen world that has chosen to live a life without God, because that same accuser of brethren that I spoke of, Satan, everything that he told you that you walked and grabbed a hold of that word instead of releasing that word and picking up the word of God to find out what your true identity is. And so instead of long suffering to become your kingdom identity and you find pleasure in life, you are finding dissatisfaction. Because in the accuser of brethren, there is no satisfaction that is guaranteed. Actually, what's guaranteed is destruction, confusion, and stolen identity. So what I'm offering you guys is to long suffer with God, because when you long suffer, then God will be able to make what seemed to be complicated, simple, that honey, that what you see happening in the world is that people choose to be far away from me. And because you draw near to me, those around you envy the light that I have shining upon you. And so they, and to silence the noise in their minds and the screams and the agony for their spirits say, I need you to come alive. They would rather destroy you than know the truth. So what I'm telling you guys is that this long suffering is not for me to be seen. It's for me to be hidden in God, for God to hide me in his shadows. So if you're coming to God to be seen, brother and sister, I want to warn you. You need to die to yourself and deny the attitude that it's you that needs to be before the people, because you need to make sure that you're standing in the image of God and not the image of man. Because the image of man cannot handle spiritual warfare without the Holy Spirit. One third of the Godhead. So if you found yourself in spiritual warfare as I've been away for this 30-day break, I want you to know that I don't want to be your all in all. I get to be a source for you to reference. But the goal is for you to get in your living word. God is alive, God is well, and God is good all the time. And if I had to suffer for anyone, I will suffer for God. Because when God sees my suffering, he admires me. He remembers me. He restores me. And he satisfies me with greater understanding of why I am going through what I'm going through. And when I understand what I'm going through, I interpret that I need more compassion for those who are afflicted. And so for your affliction, I am here. Here I am as a daughter of the King. It has been my honor to speak into your lives. Definitely welcome back. And in closing, I do like to freestyle. Father, I may have been away from the people, but I have not been away from you. I shut myself in the darkest rooms so I can be consumed by the dark that cannot find light. What a sight to see that people that breathe cannot find the God within the righteous man. Yet my eyes understand that it will take time for God to be revealed as you remove the veil from the eyes and all the spells and the lies will fall in a bed of flies as they see that it was crap that they were standing in. And as I am honey buzzing around making your kingdom sound, I know that you will resound in the hearts of your mighty ones, your chosen ones, are the ones in the hour of darkness that will bring your light. So God, we welcome your darkness on earth, because it's your great light that man will see, and darkness cannot consume light. So Jesus, come. We're so ready to see you, so ready to have you. But before you come, we say that we will change, we will be surrendered. And again, I am Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.